Hi, welcome to the Way to Eternal Life podcast with John Gill. Prepare your hearts and minds and be inspired as we open the Word of God today with you. Now, here is John Gill. Greetings in the name of the Lord, and thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. I am your host, John Gill. Let us start out with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord God, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for how you waking us up each and every day, Lord God. Lord, and we thank you, Lord God, Lord, for how you just bless, Lord God, Lord, each and every time, Lord God, Lord. Mercy are renewed each day. So great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done, Lord. Now, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless this podcast, Lord God, Lord. Let it be truly used to your glory, Lord God, Lord. We want you to have your way, that hearts would be inspired, hearts would be convicted, Lord God, Lord. And, Lord, we just want you to have your way in this podcast. And whatever's accomplished, Lord, we give you the praise and the honor and the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. And this is the Way to Eternal Life coming to you over all the major podcast stations. We are so blessed each and every time that you all have tuned in to this podcast. We do apologize. We haven't really been updating a lot of stuff, but Lord's willing, as the months and before this year's out, there'll be way more content that's going to be on here. But for right now, just bear with us. Just bear with me concerning this. But anyways, today we have such a heavy burden that the Lord laid upon our hearts for today's episode. And today's episode is entitled, today's sermon is entitled, This Could Be Your Last Call, or This Is the Last Call. And it's a stern warning that don't brush it off, don't push it off. God is talking, but this could be your last sermon. This could be your last time you'll ever hear the message. So we pray that today's message and today's podcast, and as you're listening in to today's message, you're also going to be hearing a few testimonies. You're going to hear a few songs that are incorporated to this particular service. But we pray that this service, this day, will be your day to give your heart and life to Him. So may God truly bless you as you're listening in.
Came all the way from Jackson. It's about an hour drive. We're excited to be in service and having this time together. And we want you all to be able to hear the gospel and enjoy the service tonight. So this time we're going to all stand. We're going to ask Sister Janisha that she would pray God's blessing upon the service.
Bless the Lord. Bless the prayer, Lord God.
Dearly Father, we come before you, dear God. We want to thank you, dear God, for another opportunity of prayer. We want to thank you, dear God, that we're able to make it out here, dear God. We pray, dear God, that you bless the service, dear God. We pray that your presence fills this place, dear God. We pray that you come through in the mighty name of Jesus, dear God. And we are asking, dear God, that you touch each and every heart and soul and mind tonight, dear God. We pray that you build relationships and bonds, dear God. And whatever you see fit to do, dear God, we pray that your spirit have its way in Jesus' name.
Start with the song, right?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to keep them standing for the first song? Okay. All right, so we're going to sing a song from the Eating Life Songbook. Song number 88. Join us speaking.
Yes, Lord. Go ahead.
I'm gonna give you the lyrics on the way. Wanna share the lyrics on you now? Yeah, can you share the lyrics on us? Alright, song number 88, sing again.
I have found his grace is all complete. He's abiding in me. While I see soul. I have found a pleasure I once craved in his joy and peace within. What wondrous blessing I am saved from the awful rope of sin. His joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All that has never yet been told. I have found that those so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near. I can see his smiling face. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All that have never yet been told. Verse 4. I have found the joy no tongue can tell. Thou art strength of glory. Oh, it is like a great overflowing well, springing up within my soul.
First one more time.
I have found the joy no tongue can tell. Thou art strength of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All that has never yet been told.
Amen.
Amen.
Before we sing our next song, I'm going to open it up for any testimonies. Somebody wants to talk about that experience. Salvation that gives them joy unspeakable. Anybody want to share a testimony before we sing another song?
I would like to thank God for my salvation.
Go ahead.
I would like to thank God. I would like to thank God for my salvation. I'm thankful to be saved today. I'm thankful that God is a very present help in a time of need. And when you're at your lowest or your lowest point, he always comes and he picks you up and gives you his peace, his love, and he gives you exactly what you need at the right point in time. It might not be what you want, but it's always what you need, and I'm thankful for that.
Sorry. Any other testimonies?
3, 4, 8 numbers. I think we're all here for some reason. Make sure we love the others and make sure we love the others. That's what I think. We're all blessed in the eyes of God. Others and others. Don't make a color skin, pray, religion, anything. And we're all here for a reason.
That's very good. All right, sing another song, Psalm 96. Similar song as far as the topic of it. It's a happy people. Joy unspeakable and a happy people. Verse 1.
Who but the Christian is happy and free, feeling the glory of God. God in creation so happy as he, washed and redeemed in the wonderful blood. Jesus, the one whom my sorrows have been. us his dwelling with men. Comfort and liberty truly may shine. Jesus, the one whom my sorrows have been, thou art the one who has carried us here. Only thy glory from heaven reveal, only thy favor can ever endure. Tell me not then of the pleasure that's seen, coiled under roses of pride.
Christianity is not just merely going to church on Sunday or just having some religious profession. Bible salvation is all about coming to a point in your life in which you get saved. Getting saved is actually repenting and turning from all sin and asking God from that day forward to keep you from drugs, keep you from illicit relationships, keep you from pornography, keep you from negativity in your life, a life that God has for you. Is totally free from sin. And the only way that you experience real happiness is with that experience. So if you don't have that, that's what we're here to offer you today. Are there any more testimonies from any other happy people?
We've got one more.
Surely I want to thank God for salvation. I want to thank God for being happy and free.
Come on,
brother. Blessing me, saving me from a wretched life of sin, going back to my old days when I was out here in the world, and then I was involved with so many ungodly things, and it led me to have to dwell some time in prison, and I got all the skills on the same things. But I want to thank God when I come into the true church of God, that God has deliverance from them things. And so I truly say I'm happy and free today. Remember me in prayer and thank God for salvation.
Amen. Complete deliverance. You can be completely delivered. Please.
I would thank God for saving me. He saved me when I was 11 years old. But at that time, there were still so many spirits and things that had to do myself.
Come on.
And I would thank him how when he saves you, he takes all those spirits and all those things that you were dealing with, he replaces them with happiness. And that's why you should be happy.
Amen. That's right. I thank God for my salvation.
Come on, brother.
Yes, sir. Being young, people can say, what can this teenager tell me? But, you know, demon possession and spirits are very real. You know, and being young, you can give yourself to such a spirit.
It's true.
You know, and only the power of God can break that spirit. You know, and I'm so grateful that the Bible says, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. There's no sin or spirit that can hold you and keep you bound other than the Spirit of God is more powerful than any spirit you can imagine. Whether that be demon possession, you can do witchcraft, whatever. You can think of the worst form of sin. Whatever you've done, the Spirit of God is much more powerful. The Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I'm so grateful for that salvation. How I had spirits in me. I was possessed at one point, you know, with madness, anger spirits of resentment, spirits of just full-on hatred. But I'm thankful that I went down to an altar of prayer, you know, and there's some preachers that say, sin you must, sin you can't help, you know, you gotta repent every night. But that one day that the Lord broke those spirits, I've never ever had to go back to them. I've never been bound by them. They never had me under captivation, or I didn't have to be under the sway of those spirits ever again. You know, so at a moment of time, you know, there's been a lot of people who say you can't do this, you can't live sin free from sin. The devil is more, in essence, you're saying that the devil is more powerful than God. When you're saying that we have to be bound by sin, but Jesus came to destroy all sin, to to break it, to bind it. And I'm so grateful that you can have a sin-free experience. There's no religion in it. There's an experience that you can possess through the blood of Jesus Christ. So no matter what you've been bound by, no matter what door you've opened, no matter if you smoke meth, if you had illicit sexual relationships, whether you did the worst form of sin you could possibly think of, if you just call in the name of the Lord and believe that he can save you, every spirit can be broken in an instant, and you can go away from this place today in a whole different mind frame, walking different, talking different, believing different, you know, but it's only you have to want to be free. You know, you can't hold on to these spirits, you can't hold on to these demons, because demons are real. People think that it's schizophrenia. You might be, no, those are spirits from the pit of hell, but I'm grateful that salvation can break any spirit, any demon possession, any diagnostic. So I'm just grateful that God is real. You know, his power is more strong than any forces of strife, any forces of evil. You know, and if you're sincere, you know, if you're honest to yourself and to God, you know, you can be broken. Any spirit can be broken, you can be set free. I'm thankful for deliverance.
Amen. Real deliverance. Amen. Amen. Let's hear our last testimony.
I want to thank God for my salvation. I want to thank God for just saving me when he did. I want to thank God that I didn't wait too late. He didn't wait too late on me. I remember when I got saved, I was just tired of sin and just tired of being sick and tired. I was bound by depression, anxiety, all of it, you name it. And you may say, at 16 or 15, why would you bound by that? I gave myself to many spirits. I didn't really think to give myself to, but God saved me, and I truly do appreciate that, and I truly do thank God for just being faithful and just allowing me to go as far as he has allowed me to go today, and just appreciate God for just being happy and joyful out of my soul.
Amen, amen. Only real happiness is found in true Bible salvation being fully delivered. So, this time we're all going to stand. We're going to ask Brother Johnny Morton to just pray for Brother Johnny Gill as he comes to deliver the message. We want you all to sit attentively. Try not to move around too much. And just listen to what God has to say. This time, Brother Johnny Morton.
Truly, thank you, Father God, for the salvation of God. Truly, thank you for the Church of God. Lord, thank you for deliverance. Lord God, that you come, the brother to deliver the message to God, to free those in need, deliverance to God. Lord, you bless us to come over the day, just higher reason, Father. So let's just have your eye and just come over, Lord God. And we, every need is to be ready to God, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for that. We have a heavy, heavy, heavy burden tonight. The Lord laid something on my heart a while back, and so the Lord really just dealt with me and everything else, and I was like, Lord, I was before the Lord concerning this, and I've been fasting and praying, and the Lord really just burdened me for this, for the message, for the need of the hour. And I know that we have a lot of needs up in here. We have a lot of heavy burdens and everything else. But this particular message, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not a feel-good message. It's not no cupcake messages, if that's what everybody's used for. We're here to give you the pure word of God, yes, give sir, you the truth and that's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
So at this time, we would like to invite your attention to those who have a Bible. If you need a Bible, there's a Bible in the back. But if you have cell phones or anything of those magnitudes, you can follow along with us in the scripture by turning to the book of St. James, chapter 4, at this time. And we're going to give it a little content, and then we'll give you our thought. Verse 12, my brother, and read down to verse 14.
There is one lawgiver, who is able to save and to destroy.
Yes.
Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain.
Yes.
Whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow.
You know not what you have on tomorrow. Go ahead.
For what is your life?
What is your life?
It is even a vapor.
It is even a vapor.
That appears for a little time.
For a little time.
And then vanishes away.
All right. I'm reminded of a story a tract that I once read many years ago, and it took me a while to find it. And in that tract convicted me so much. Even though I'm already saved and everything else, but still, it just resonated to me. And in that tract, it was talking about how a young man was sitting in the same service that some of us are sitting in today. And when he came into service, there was a lot of things that was going through his mind. So one of the things that was going through his mind was the football game or the baseball game. And while the preacher was standing up there, he was reading the passage of scripture that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And he told the congregation, because he didn't know who he was talking to, that's why the Spirit of God is talking right now. Yes. So we don't know who we're talking to. But that night, that day, yes, it was a Sunday, and he was listening in, and he was like, "It ain't for me." And he stood right there. The preacher was giving the altar call, and it said, "Come to Jesus. Jesus loves you. Give your heart and life to him. There's deliverance and all of this." And he just sat there with a cold stone face. In fact, he went as far as to sleep on the preacher. And he kept saying, nah, it ain't for me. It's not for me. One day, he was standing out there in the corner having a couple of beers and everything else. And one day he had a heart attack and died. And then when he died, all of a sudden he stood before God. And he was like, "What's this?" And he said, "You got here's this Jesus that everybody was talking about." And he stood right there and he said, "The great Jesus." And he got scared. He was like, "Are you serious?" And all of a sudden, the angel stood right there and says, "Come right here." And he moved up. And he moved up and he said, at this big screen, so picture this. And he said, "This is your life."
Oh, God bless you.
And all of a sudden, everything came before him. Everything that you heard that he was thinking about, he was looking at a girl, he was looking at pornography, he was doing all kinds of illicit sex, he was masturbating, all this came about. And it stood right there. And he said, "Lord, that's not me. Lord, that's not me. That's not me." He says, "Yes, it is. That's you right there. Yeah. What, did you think about that?" "Yes. I did. But I didn't really mean that. I didn't know you're here." "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and the ears are open to the prayer." And God's ears is not heavy that he cannot hear. Remember that. God's ears is not heavy. He hears everything. He hears every thought that you have that's in your heart right now. And he stood right there and he was like, "I cannot believe that." Everything was what he was thinking about, how he was thinking about it. And he was showed that Sunday was his last message. His last message. And he heard that one message that said, "For God so loved the world." And that was his last time that he could have gotten saved. And 2 weeks later, he died. And now you're standing before God. And now all of a sudden he said, okay. He told the angel, he said, "All right, well, is this guy's name written?" And he said, "No, Lord, I don't see his name." "Oh, what did he say that for?" And then he pleaded. He said, "Lord, I know my name is there. I went to church every single Sunday." That don't mean nothing to God if you don't have a true relationship with him.
True relationship, man.
And so he stood right there and he said, I went to church every Sunday. I gave my tithes. I did all these things." He says, "Yeah, you did. But you still don't know me. You don't even know who I am. Not even in your heart. You don't know nothing." And then he said, "Depart from me." And he said, "No, Lord, please give me one more chance." That was his last chance right here on this very earth.
He had a chance to get it right, but he did not. And so tonight, we're titling this sermon, this message tonight, "This Could Be Your Last Call." This could be your last sermon. You've been sitting in here, you probably heard dozens and dozens of messages talking about Jesus loves you and all that, and that's good in this place. But let me tell you something, what's the real issue? There were some things in here that some of you all have still hanging on to, and you will not let it go. And God is saying, this could be your last chance to let it go. This is your last chance to get it right. This is your last chance to accept me as your Lord and personal Savior so you can live with me in paradise. But are you still satisfied with what you're currently doing right now? If you are involved in pornography, if you're involved in all that, that stuff is going to send your soul to hell. And God says you're going to remember this. My heart got so heavy. After I read that, I said, Lord, I said, I don't want to die with unfinished business. If you got some unfinished business tonight, God said, this right here, this is the time to get it right, right here, right now. And all he's saying, like, well, when you're talking about hell and all that stuff, yeah, I am. But you know what? There's hope for you tonight. I'm giving you that hope right now. It's more than just that Jesus died on the cross. Do you realize how much he loves you? Do you realize how much he loves so much that he reached all the way down to come to pick you up? He went and found you. That's individual. He found me. He found you. And he had you sitting right here in the same sanctuary to say, I'm pleading with you. I'm giving you one more chance. And you still want to refuse.
Don't refuse.
God says, this is your time. It says, okay, verse 14 again, brother.
Amen. Whereas you know not.
You don't know what tomorrow will bring. You don't know where death is. You don't know where death is. Read.
Whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow.
You don't know what it is up tomorrow. Come on.
But what is your life?
What is your life?
It's even a vapor.
It's a vapor.
That appeared for a little time.
It's appeared for just a smidgen. If you ever seen a vapor, I'm sure y'all have. It's a vapor just completely vanishes away. That's how life is. Life just passes you by.
True.
And then one day, it just vanishes away. But would you want to see God? You hear me? Hear me good. Do you want to see God in peace, or do you want to see him in pieces? That's how serious it is. This could be your last call. This could be your last warning. Give me Matthew. Oh, my Matthew chapter 19. Take heed to the call.
Amen.
Before you do that, hold your finger right there.
Yes.
Give me Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 24. Hold your finger where you're at. We're going to get back to this.
Because I have called.
Say that again. Because, say that nice and loud.
Because I have called.
Because I have called. This is your message. This is your time right here. Because I have called.
And ye refuse.
And you refuse.
I have stretched out my hand.
God is stretching his hand out to you right here and now. That's the inspiration. God's ready to work right now. All he wants you to do is surrender. Give everything up to him. Give your life to him. Or this could be your last time ever listening to this message ever again. And next thing you know, maybe you might die and spend eternity.
Amen.
Where do you want to spend eternity at, my friend?
Amen.
I have called.
And you refused.
And you refused.
I have stretched out my hand.
I have stretched out my hand. How many times, my friend, have you constantly heard sermons after sermons after sermons? And yet you still sit there and you say, I'm still good.
Bless.
Read on.
I have stretched out my hand.
I have stretched out my hand.
And no man regarded.
Don't disregard God when he's stretching his hand out to you right here. Because that's the door of mercy.
Here it is, God, right here, ready to strike you dead. You should receive justice. But mercy said, let him live. And then it also said, well, how come nothing ain't happened today? Christ Jesus. He's the mediator between God and man, but it's only so long before God says, right, it's time to cut you off right
That's
here.
True, man.
Go ahead.
But you have said not all my counsel.
You have heard counseling after counseling after counseling.
And would none of my reproof.
And none of my reproof.
I also will laugh at your calamity.
Oh, God, you don't want that to happen to you, where God laughs at your calamity while God is pleading with you. You know what that word, when they say laugh at your calamity, that basically means when you stand there and you say, God, I need you, and God's looking at you, mocking you, and saying, I need you. And he says, God, I love you. God says, oh, I love you. That's mocking. That ain't talking about like, you know, like he's genuine. No, he's mocking you. You don't want God to get to that point where he's mocking you. You don't want God to get to the point where he spews you out of his mouth. This could be your last call. You don't know where death's door is coming right here now. That's why he's pleading with you right here and now. He's saying, this is mercy that's talking to you right now. This is God saying, I have a plan for your life. I can fix your situation. I can make it all right. But you said it not. You heard the counsel. You heard everything else. But I don't want this. Do you really want this? Or is this just another, message? This is just another church service. This is not just another church service. God is talking right here now, folks.
Right now.
Right here. This could be your last time that you'll ever hear the message. But while God is pleading with you, he's crying, he's having his arms stretched out. Don't let him get to the point where he mocks you or get to the point where he cuts you off. You never want to get to the point where God cuts you off.
Amen.
While God extended his mercy, extended his hand towards you, he says, I have said enough, but I'm about to laugh at your calamity if you don't get it right. Matthew chapter 19. Heavy burden tonight, folks. This could be your last call, your last message. Don't let this be your last message. Go to verse 16.
And behold, one came unto him,
mm-hmm.
good master,
uh-huh.
and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Now that's a good question. What good things must I do to inherit eternal life? What did Jesus say?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good?
What's in other words, what he's basically saying is that why do you think I'm so special? I'm not that special. And don't think because that, I'm saying, coming to Jesus, say, oh, good Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life and all this stuff? No. That's a good question, but don't do it in a mockingly way. And what this young man was doing, he was doing it mockingly, saying, that's why Jesus called him out and said, why are you calling me good? There's none good but God. Go ahead.
There's none good but one. Mm-hmm. That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
Uh-huh.
He said unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother.
Now, you may look at this and say, like, well, all of this that I was taught from my childhood on up. Now, some of us in here were a little younger, and we were taught from this from our early age on up. And what he said, we're going to skip ahead. He says, verse 20.
And the young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up.
So all these things. So I was taught from this from an early age, from a child. So what did he say?
What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him,
what lack I yet? And he said what?
Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect.
Now, we're not gonna break this down right now, but if thou wilt be perfect, go ahead.
Go and sell that thou hast,
mm-hmm.
and give to the poor.
Yes.
And thou shalt have treasure in heaven.
Mm-hmm. And come
and follow me.
All right, and what happened?
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
And let me tell you something. That was the last time. That was his final message. When Jesus says, sell all that thou hast. Now, what is this saying here? I'm going to break this down briefly. All that basically is saying is this. When it says sell all, that means give everything over to God, whatever it might be. It ain't talking about like natural physical goods. It's talking about giving yourself over to Him.
Amen.
Are you willing to sell all, give a full surrender to Him? And then He said, come, I want to have a personal relationship with you. And then He says, then now come and follow me.
Yes.
But then He said, but the young man heard that saying. Now somewhere in here is hearing that saying. But He said He went away sorrowful. What does that mean? He went away like he was disappointed because he thought that he was somebody when you ain't nobody. And He's saying like, he thought that he was all so good and fine. I kept all these things. What do I lack? And He says, in one scripture, it says, Jesus looked upon him and loved him. And He said, if you just sell all he wants you to do is give up you. Are you willing to give up you? How Jesus has reached out His hand, but how far are you willing to go to get the need that you need? The healing is for you tonight. God can give you a healing, not necessarily just in physical, but He can give you emotional healing, and He can also give you mental healing. Stress, overwhelm, but yet I walked away sorrowful. God, this ain't for me. I hear you, but this ain't for me. Is that you? Or is this your last? This could be your last final message. This could be. Because I'm going to tell you something. In Luke chapter 16, verse 19, and we're going to break this down briefly. My heart is heavy. Because I don't want this to be your last time ever hearing this message and you did not give a full surrender to Him. Go ahead.
There was a certain rich man.
There's a certain rich man
which was clothed in purple and fine linen,
mm-hmm.
and fared sumptuously every day.
Now, very sumptuously means he lived very superfluously, meaning that he was just living in the laps of luxury. Now, if you look at it from this, if you fast forward to what that's basically saying, is that some of us, we thought we had it all good. We got this, we got that, we got this, that, and the other. And I thought that I was living my best life. No, you're not living your best life.
That's right, man.
And then there was a certain beggar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Named Lazarus.
Okay.
Which Who? Was laid at the gate.
Right now, my friends, we are seriously laid at your gate right here, right now. We are full swords. What does that mean? I'm burdened for you. I don't want to see you lost. That's why we came all these miles. We don't want to see nobody lost.
Amen.
The Bible says it's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
And then it came a day when that beggar died. Go ahead.
Verse. It came to pass that the beggar died.
The beggar died.
It was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom.
Okay.
The rich man also died and was buried.
And the rich man also died. And that was his last message. When that beggar stood by his gate, he was looking at him and saying, don't you want him? Don't you need him? And he kept turning him down over and over and over again. Don't keep pushing Jesus away because it's only so long for his mercy runs out on you. Skip down to where it says, great gulf fixed.
And beside all this,
mm-hmm.
between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot.
Yes.
Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence.
Let me tell you something. There are people in hell right now wishing that they could have had this day right now. They wish that they could repeat all of this and would have gave their heart and life to Him.
That's so true, man.
And they are screaming right now. That rich man that he was reading about, we don't have time to go into all of it, but he was basically begging Abraham, saying, he was basically begging God, God, you just sent Lazarus. But he said, well, if you got the Moses and the prophet, let them hear them. In other words, we got the saints here from Jackson. Let them hear them. But if they can't hear the preacher, or they can't hear the saints that gave their testimony, then neither will you believe anybody that gets raised from the dead. So in other words, you're going to remember this message if you die without God. You are going to remember this message. And that is not the flames that's going to torment you. It's those regrets. Don't let this be your last sermon. There was a young man. This is a true story. He came to a church service. He did. And he was so disrespectful to the usher. He was very disrespectful to the ministry and everything else. Preacher stood right here, preached the message. He stood right there with a cold, stone face and says, I don't want this. I can't wait to get out of here. And he told his cousin that was sitting next to him and said, and laughed at him. And the usher said, no, don't do that. Don't do that, sweetheart. Just listen, listen. And they laughed. This is a true story. No sooner than they got out of that building, out of the church, they were in their grandma's car. Remember, this could be your last message. It was his last message that day. No more than 5 minutes down the street, my friend, someone was driving 70 miles an hour and banged up into them, and the whole car went up to the tree, and he hemorrhaged and died on the scene, laughing at the preacher. I say this to you. Don't let God laugh at your calamity. Amen. This could be your night. The inspiration, my friend, this is mercy to you today. God is talking to you. Do you hear me? You may not know that little still small voice, but God is talking. And he's saying, would you accept me into your life? Do you know what it means when it says that godly sorrow? Now, that word godly sorrow, that means that I am so sorry,
yes,
for hurting you, God, to your heart. And here I am. I'm ready to surrender, Lord. If you would accept me and change me, I will live my whole life to you. And if you mean it from the depths of your heart, the depths of your soul, God will eradicate every sin that you ever had.
Amen.
And then when you go before God and you went there saved, and he said, what sins are you talking about? I don't remember them no more. It is thrown in the sea of forgetfulness. But don't let this be. My friends, my final plea to you. I don't know about ever we'll see any of you all again. But one thing is for certain. Don't let this be your last message. As the title of this message is, go back to our original text, my brother, as we close it out. In St. James chapter 4, and just go right to verse 14 as we close.
Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow.
You don't know what it is of tomorrow.
But what is your life?
What is your life, my friend?
It is even a vapor.
Yes.
That appeared for a little time.
Yes.
And then vanisheth away.
Don't let this be your last message. Don't let this be your last call. This is the final. This is the message of the hour.
Yes.
You can be at peace tonight. You can have true soul rest. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that are labor.
Yes.
And are heavy laden. Loaded down with so many problems.
But you got to admit that I need help. You got to call it what it truly is. God cannot help you until you admit what the problem is. There's a stone that you need to roll away. What stone are you willing to roll away? The stone of drugs, the stone of alcohol, illicit sex, etc. What are you willing to give up? Because let me tell you something. The devil ain't going to let you go without a huge fight. It took a huge fight. It took a huge press to even get saved. And let me tell you something. If you want to really experience what true Bible salvation, true Bible deliverance, it is here for you tonight.
Amen.
Let us God is.
We hope to, Lord willing, see you next time as we open the Word of God with you once again on your favorite podcast station. And always remember, Jesus is the way to eternal life. May God bless you.
If you feel the Holy Ghost is speaking, you feel that this message hits you, and you want to come up here and say, I'm ready to surrender. I'm truly ready to surrender. I'm ready. I heard what this message was, and that's me. I want to be saved. I want that relationship with God that some of these young ones have already proclaimed. And let me tell you something. When you give your heart and life to Him and you accept Him as your Lord and personal Savior, you will never regret it, my friends. You'll never regret it. Let me tell you something. It has been almost 33 years, and I have never regretted that decision. Some in here have been saved for about 3 to 5 years, and they have never regretted it. That same Jesus, my friend, is talking to you right now. Yeah. He says, will you come? His arms are stretched out. Here, right here, now, I want to be saved. If you just make that walk, all he just said, just make the walk. We're not forcing nothing. This is not church joining. This is not saving the preacher hand. No, I want to be saved. I want true deliverance. I want what he was saying. I don't want this to be my last message where I have to spend eternity in the lake of fire.
Amen.
Lord, is there anyone? Or maybe you just want prayer and say, Lord, I just want a mind. Right now I don't have a mind, but I need special prayer. If that's you, you just slip your hand up and we'll pray for you. And if you want to talk to us afterwards, we will gladly talk. But let me tell you something. Don't walk out of here unsaved. Don't walk out of here unsaved. If you're not saved, if you're not delivered from whatever demons, all those demons that they were preferring, what they were talking about, those demons are real and they will not give you up. God is talking. And I know God's talking to somebody up in here. Will you be brave enough to come up here and say, let go and truly let God? I'm going to bow in prayer. Our Father, Lord God, we humble our hearts tonight, Lord God. Lord, you see that the message was preached. The testimonies were said. And Lord, the ball's in everybody's court, Lord. We pray right now that some soul will come to the valley of decision, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, Lord, that we pray that we don't want them to have this be their last message where they spend eternity in hell. Lord, the inspiration is here. God is here, Lord God. Lord, there are people in here that might have unfinished business. There are some in here that just, they want to let go, but they're too afraid. They don't know what to do. Lord, just help them, Lord God.
Lord, you know what is standing in need of, Lord God. You know what everybody in here needs. This message is not coming back void, Lord. So, Lord, we just pray for each and every one of the souls that are here, that are represented here tonight. They're not here by accident, Lord. They're not here by some predestination. No, they're here because you sent them here to hear this message. And we pray that they will truly, if they're not saved, that they will give their heart and life to you before the everlasting too late. Now, Lord, bless. Truly have your way. In Jesus' name. We really do appreciate your time. We appreciate your attention. And if you want to talk to us afterwards, we would be more than happy to talk to you all. But may God truly bless and may He keep you. We are the Church of God at 140 West South Street, Jackson, Michigan. Our pastor is Pastor Lee Hampton. We thank you so much, and we truly
thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. Check out our website at www.waytoeternallife.net. Also, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at jgill@waytoeternallife.net. Once again, that's jgill@waytoeternallife.net. Or for prayer or wanting to be saved. Phone or text message us at area code 269-888-3255. As we bring this podcast episode to a close, we would like to leave these closing thoughts with you. Here is John Gill with the final thoughts.